Good morning. It is 7:44 here on the Mighty 690. Time for an update from the city of Coffeeville. We have City Clerk Melissa Carter in studio. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Of course, we do have a city commission meeting here on the way tonight. What's sticking out to you on the agenda?
Yeah, so actually kind of a light agenda, which is kind of nice. Consent agenda, we're approving some non-electric utility liability insurance. And then we are asking permission to submit a grant application to the Assistant Firefighters Grant Program. This is going to be for some self-contained breathing apparatuses for the fire department, so important equipment to have. Next couple items on the consent agenda are ordinances for the police department. Historically, every 2 years, we have adopted the new ordinances for the Uniform Public Offense Code and then also the standard traffic ordinances. And if anybody's ever curious of what those contain, those are on the city's website under the police department page. Right now, it's the 2024 that's on there. Like I said, we adopt them every 2 years. Once this passes second reading, then the police department will start utilizing the 2026 codes, and of course we'll get those updated as well. We do have a presentation tonight by Live Healthy Montgomery County. They utilize some of the opioid funds from the opioid settlement that we have, so they are coming to tell us all about the great things that they're doing with those funds. At new business, just a couple of trucks. We've got one for animal control, a couple for public service, and then we have a contract for the demolition of 6 structures here in Coffeeville, and that's about it.
Okay, well, definitely sounds like a lot of good things happening here. Yeah. I know we've had the pool that has been open. How's that been going?
Yeah, it was a little slow this weekend, obviously, with all of the rain, and I think they had to shut down a couple times with the lightning, but I foresee it being pretty busy today because it is already very warm out there.
That's for sure, especially with that heat index climbing up, so a very good resource for folks to take advantage of, and pretty cheap daily admission, or you can folks take advantage of the season passes. Another great thing too.
Definitely, yes. We offer single season passes. We also offer family season passes, very affordable. We also have some punch cards too. A lot of people utilize those, give them their kids, and they've got 10 swims. They don't have to worry about sending money with them. And then of course we do drop the price at 4 o'clock. So it's $4. And then it goes down to $3. So if it's late in the day, still get some swim in. You get a little bit of a break there.
Well, that is wonderful. And I saw, too, that we've got the Martin Luther King Highway there coming up on Juneteenth. That's a great event, sounds like, to kind of rededicate that.
Yeah. Another community group is putting on an event and ask us to come and, kind of do a dedication of those signs. So be great.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, that's fantastic and neat to see those signs up there.
Yes.
So anything else that you'd like to share with us that you'd like the listeners to know here kind of as we wrap up, Melissa?
Farmers Market is going on at Walter Johnson Park Saturdays 9 to noon and Tuesdays 4 to 6. Always got some great stuff, especially getting into the summer, all those locally grown fruits and vegetables. So check out the farmers market.
Yeah, those gardens are really growing.
Yes, so all that rain, now the heat, so they'll be taken off.
That's right. One more kudos here. I want to share just to the city. I had noticed the manhole, and that happens to be in my backyard, was overflowing the couple last times with the rain. I was like, I feel like that's not right. I ended up calling, and they said, well, sometimes some of them do, but sometimes they shouldn't be doing that, so we'll check it out either way. An hour and a half later, they said it was clogged, and they got it all taken care of. So
nice. That's
just my PSA that if something seems a little off, it might be worth a while just to call just in case.
Yeah, just give us a call, and when you call, if you're not sure what department to reach, you can always hit the extension for the city clerk's office or have it go over to the operator. Shasta is our operator there, and she's amazing. She'll know exactly where to send you to get you some help.
That's right. So you might not know exactly where to call. And what is that number if you just want to get a hold of the clerk's office?
Direct line to clerk's office is 620-252-6108.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate it and everything that all the folks over there at City Hall and the City Coffeeville are doing.
Thank you.
All right. That is Melissa Carter here with the City of Coffeyville ahead of tonight's meeting that is going to be on the way. And, of course, we'll have a coverage for you here on the Mighty 690 after that as well. 77 degrees right now as we approach 750. We are going to be getting in an update from the Independence Chamber of Commerce next here on KGGF.